My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. Welcome to another edition of the Inside United podcast. Our guest today is Mark Welch, who works here at the home office in Cincinnati, Ohio. He is Operation Manager for Ministerial and Member Services for the United Church of God. Now, his department manages the ministry in the U.S., but it also goes far beyond that. Through the U.S. Senior Pastor structure, he manages also areas around the world that are overseen by those senior pastor. So he's been working here for going on for 2 years, and I'd like to talk to him about what's happening in his world. Welcome to Inside United.
Thank you, Vic. It's good to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to everyone, and working with the ministry and the membership has been very rewarding.
Mark, first tell us how you've settled into your work, and did it meet your expectations?
Well, Vic, I think I've settled in pretty well. Barbara and I do really love the people here, and it's a beautiful area. We love the home that God's provided for us, and again, it's very rewarding to work with the ministers and the members. It has been a tough and challenging job, which I did expect. It has met my expectations.
As soon as we find that you're proficient at some things, we add more things than you probably noticed. Mark, I'd like you to share with us your vision for the ministry. That means the men and women and congregations of the United Church of God. Please give us a little bit of insight into what you see.
I see us growing as a ministry and a membership in closer bonds, having greater mutual respect for each other. I think that's really the key. If ministers will respect the members and the role that they have in the Church of God, that the place where God has placed them in the body, and then also help develop them so that they might serve in greater ways in the future, that's something that I know our members really appreciate, to be valued. And all ministers were once members. We don't forget that. You know, we understand what it is to be a member, but we also realize that God has called us to greater service in some ways. So we want closer bonds with the ministry and the membership and a greater mutual respect. That's the vision I see. And I believe that's going to happen.
What particular areas of interest do you have in seeing those goals?
Certainly one thing, the congregational survey that we did just before COVID broke out, we realized that one of the areas that we can improve quite a bit in is in our speaking. Quite a few members wanted us to do a bit better job of being more concise and to the point, and maybe not taking an hour and 15 minutes to give a sermon. Mm-hmm. So we are really beginning to concentrate on that. We've had a pilot speaking club. 8 of us got together, Mr. Kubik being one, and I was another, and we had 6 other men. We got together and we listened to each other's sermons, 2 sermons a week, for 8 weeks, and we gave suggestions on how we could improve. And I believe it's really helped all of us be better speakers. You know, I believe it's helped me concentrate more on delivering what I say I'm going to deliver and being more precise in what the subject is, the specific purpose for the subject, and then following through and making it more interesting, and then keeping it to 45 or 50 minutes. We do want to make our messages meaty, though, powerful, you know, right straight out of the Bible, and because that's the most important thing, is that we want to bring spiritual meat in due season to our members. So speaking is one of the big areas that we realize we do need to improve on, and I believe we will see quite a bit of improvement in the future. And now, that's not to say that I believe we don't have some fantastic speakers. I think all of our speakers, frankly, are effective. Some are more effective than others, but all are effective because they're preaching from God's truth and God's word, and they're genuine and they're sincere. And really, I'm just very thrilled to work with the ministry that we have on board. It's very encouraging to see the character and the love that they have for the members. That was another thing on the congregational survey that was very, very clear to me, is that people do see that we do love and care for the members. And why else would we do this job? We believe that God wants us to serve Him first, and then by serving Him, we serve God's people. And it's the love that we have for one another. That's how we know we're truly Christ's disciples. So to me, that's been a big area that we focused on. We're going to be launching a program very soon to all the pastors to begin with, where all pastors will be having their sermons reviewed, and it'll be very similar to our pilot program. We'll have eight people getting online with one another and listening to two sermons of them, of those eight men each week, and then evaluating them, and then doing two more sermons the following week. And so we'll have a lot of opportunity to listen to sermons and to help each other grow and be more meaningful to our members, you know, to help them grow spiritually and to really get them as excited as possible about God's wonderful truth.
Well, I have been part of that speaking program, the Pilot Speaking Club, and I have thoroughly enjoyed that. I feel like this has been a very, very helpful peer review. In fact, after the first round, some of the men called me, one in particular called me and said, I don't know if I can really evaluate it. Is this okay? And I really want to say such and such. I said, well, go ahead and say those things, you know, go ahead and, or else if you don't want to say it publicly, just call a person and tell them and communicate that. And we have been able to talk about things that were perhaps faulty logic. We've had too many points, too many scriptures, and even maybe not the best use of scripture. And I feel like in my particular case, I've learned to really get into my point and even how to read the scriptures. You know, my wife has always said that, you know, I start reading and then I start commenting on it before I even finish the verse. You know, she says, read the verse, you know, let that say it and then make your comments afterwards. There are things that we just don't see. So that has been a very, very big plus, and all of the men in our group really appreciated the program that we ran as a pilot, and now we are going to expand it to other clubs. So that's been wonderful. So what else?
Another thing that we're working on now is continuing education for our ministry. We're developing what we call a continuing education program where the ministers will actually get CEUs, which is typical for other professions. For example, my wife has to get so many CEUs each year to be
Mark,
current.
What's a CEU?
A CEU is a continuing education unit.
Okay.
And it basically is getting online and listening or watching a video about a particular topic that would be educational and instructional for the ministry. So we have a lot of resources already that we've developed over the years that we have online, and we can assign a value for each one of those and require that our ministers listen to so many each year just to be sure that we're honing our skills and learning more. So we're in the process of developing that, and by the end of this year, we'll hopefully have that one launched. So we've got that going on. We also are in the process of working on a ministerial refreshing program. Mm-hmm. And this is something that the Worldwide Church of God did many, many years ago. And I remember going to Pasadena for a ministerial refreshing program. It was very exciting to go out there and to spend a couple of weeks, you know, together with ministers. I think our program will be about 10 days long, and we'll have the ministers come in at different times. We'll have a lot of different ministers helping teach, and most of them will be the older ministry that's even gone through a lot of the ministerial refreshing programs in the past. We do have quite a few younger ministers, and they will greatly benefit from having this refresher program. We all need refreshed. You know, it can get, if you've been a minister for 30 or 40 years, you know, it's nice to be refreshed and to feel a newness about what you're doing. We hope to have the first group in November, and we'll start with those who will be the teachers, the instructors. We'll have them come in first, and that way we can also have some peer review and discuss each session. And we want it to be more interactive so that our ministry will have an opportunity to share things they've learned, and we don't want just a talking head up there just lecturing. We want to engage all the ministry in this so that we can have greater growth.
One of the things that's happened is that we were talking about such a program, but then COVID struck. But it's been good because in this midst, we've been able to discuss further about what kind of program we want to have, what types of things we would like to discuss, how to discuss them. Those are some of the things that we have in mind on the program and what you will be managing. We're looking forward to that.
It's been interesting. You know, with COVID the way it is, it's brought out some pretty positive things in our ministry. Regional pastor meetings, for example, we're having a meeting every month now with the regional pastors. And I believe that's really important, to stay in close touch with the regional pastors, who stay in close touch with all the ministers from each of their regions. And it just helps us be more in tune with what needs to be done out in the field and how we can better serve the membership and our congregations, and how we can improve our programs and that sort of thing. So that's been very encouraging and very positive as well. Also, we've been having pastors meetings online, where I've been getting together with all the pastors at one time. We've never done that I remember, where we had an hour and a half or an hour meeting with all of our ministers online, so that we could discuss various things that were going on. But the technologies that we have in place now, it seems like it was definitely God's will that we didn't have COVID until we had Zoom and Teams and other ways to stay in touch. So that's been very helpful. The webcasting, the men have done an outstanding job, I think, of staying in touch with our members through COVID. Maybe they haven't been able to see them in person as much. Some of them have not gotten out a whole lot because they have some risk factors. And so the men are making phone calls and staying in touch that way. And I'm certainly hoping no one's slipping through the cracks, because that's not what we want to happen here. We really stress that we need to know where every one of our members are and how they're doing, and stay in touch with them. So I think in some ways it's helped us focus on the individuals even more so than ever before. I've also been sitting down with ministers one-on-one over online, with Teams, Microsoft Teams or Zoom, and where we go through the input that was given on the congregational surveys. So I've had a lot of sessions with ministers one-on-one to discuss the membership in their area and how they perceive the service of that minister, and how a person might improve and grow and develop and give greater service, but also some areas that are really strong from that minister that it's very clear that the members appreciate our pastors and the work that they do. So that's been really good too, that probably wouldn't have happened without COVID. It just made it the way to go. Just get online, you can talk back and forth, you don't have to drive there, you can... I still prefer the one-on-one face-to-face meetings, but second best, I guess, is on a screen where you can actually see the person.
Mark, one of the things that stood out here in this last 2-3 years, actually, has been the acquiring of church buildings for church services. I consider this to be kind of a sea change from our tradition of always renting and renting. Why? Because we've always rented. And to take a look at opportunities of buildings. And in this COVID year, actually, those who have owned buildings have been ahead of the game, because even when people were able to get back into services, some places were just not allowed to get back, and they had a lot of extra rules, because if you own your own building, you're kind of the only one there. And when you have other people, they sometimes even shut them down because they didn't want to have all that mixing. Any comments about church buildings?
Yes, we've had a number of new church buildings lately. Indianapolis, Indiana has a very fine building now. And I know the people have really enjoyed being able to get together more freely. Also, Northern Michigan, they have a new building now that they're meeting in. Burlington, Washington is another area that's acquired a new building, and I'm sure it's really bringing all the people together there. Most recently, the Tulsa, Oklahoma congregation, they've purchased a new building, and I think COVID has really shown us too that it's much better to have control of your own building rather than have someone else dictate all the rules and things. Not that we're against following rules, because we know those rules are important, but they vary so widely from state to state and even from city to city in some cases. And when you have your own building and you're a religious group, then you have certainly more control of doing it the way you believe God would have you hold a service. I think that's important. We want to serve God best, or we want to put Him first, and I think God's Spirit has been working in us, and we're gonna make it through. God's gonna see us through all this, and we have better times ahead.
Any other comments here before we sign off?
Well, Vic, I'd just like to say that I really believe the more pleasing to God we become, the greater and more rich blessings he will pour out on us. And I do believe we've made some strides in that area. I think God is pleased. You know, I have to think that the income and the way things have gone since COVID have shown at least to some degree that God's with us and that he's blessing us and that he's helping us through these difficult times. I remember having some early conversations right after COVID was hitting, and we were wondering, you know, things were shutting down all over the country, all over the world, and we were wondering about the economic impact that would have. And it's been even better financially since the COVID crisis. So I don't know if people are just drawing nearer to God. They realize the sign of the times and that they need to put God first in their priorities. And that's been encouraging to me. And I really believe the more pleasing we are to God, the more he's going to bless us in all different ways, not just financially, but more importantly, spiritually. And if we can really please him, then we'll be a greater unified body. And the more unified we are, the greater power we'll have in preaching the gospel in the future and preparing a people for the return of Jesus Christ. So,
you know, this podcast interview sounded positive, but it's the real truth. You know, we really are very pumped about the future of the United Church of God, our ministry, and where we are going. We live in uncertain times, but I do believe that we have a very positive mindset and outlook towards the future. Be sure to tell your friends about Inside United. You can find us on the homepage of ucg.org, ucg.org. Go to the main menu bar and click or tap on the podcast button. Or use your favorite podcasting app on Apple or Android. Or yet, you can find us on Spotify. So have a great week. Come back soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.